Hi, everybody. I hope you are well. Welcome back to another episode of Reconcile
the Podcast.
Woo-hoo! We are so excited for this video. Just like we always say, we are so excited because it's always exciting. Yeah. So now we are going to be talking about friendship. But before then, my name is Natalie.
My name is Weshera.
Yeah. And we hope that this video is a blessing to each and every one of you. Yeah. So in today's topic, we're going to be getting a little bit candid, a little bit vulnerable. We're going to be talking about friendship.
Friendship.
And as we get into the topic, if you're watching us on YouTube, like, share, subscribe. Yeah. And if you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please ensure that you leave us a review. This it helps more people be aware of this family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiya. So maybe Tuneza... How did we meet, Weshera? Let's start from there. Let's give you guys context.
How did we meet? I think we've... Okay, so for those who don't know, we're in the same church. Sindio,
yes.
We've always been in the same church. I think ever since I finished high school, that was in 2018, I've always been in this church. So I always kind of just saw you from afar. Oh, Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie. And then so after finishing...
The school, pretty girl.
I don't know about cool.
Woman of God.
Let me not even get into that. But so after finishing high school, I remember now I joined Praise and Worship and you were in Praise and Worship at the time. So I joined the Praise and Worship. So niko tu pale, I'm seeing you. I'm seeing this Natalie. And then I used to... Natalie has a very mean girl face. I don't know if you guys... It's called an RBF.
We don't wanna...
Yeah, yeah. They call it RBF.
Yeah.
But Natalie...
I have a serious face when I'm not smiling. Really,
yeah. And so I just used to look at Natalie nanana. Eh, udembe de. She must hate me. I don't know why, but I was just like, she must hate me. Like, ile tu, I don't know. Ata ilikuwa inatokea wapi. But so, yeah. So, that was my attitude 2019, 2020. Nikatoka kanisa.
We never even used to talk.
Yeah, we never even used to talk. So, around 2020, 2021, 2022, I moved now to go now near my school, Sindio. And that led me to sort of be distant from church. So, yeah. I remember, we didn't used to even talk at all. And then 2023, last year is when we, when was the first time we went?
Yeah, Molo's just like, how? It just happened.
Yeah.
I also don't know. I can't remember.
Because I remember... The first time, like I even sent you that photo, the one where you are a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
In that, and I was like, so why was I taking a photo with Natalie? Like, it was so random. Like, mbona nachukua picha na udem, and we don't even talk. We're not even friends to begin with.
We were not. Yeah.
I think that is the first time nakumbuka, like, us talking, like, not even talking, but us sort of like sharing a moment. Yeah.
No, I don't like before 2023, which was last year. I don't remember even when you're in Praise and Worship. I don't remember us ever having a conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe nizile like when you're in a group.
Yeah.
But in church, I don't remember anything now until 2023. I even have a screenshot of. You remember that time we had it was like a 50 minutes
phone call, and you can imagine.
I think that's when it started.
Yeah, and we didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
We didn't know it. Like, we didn't, like, the things that you were telling me, the things that I was telling you, like, we had no business sharing such information with one another because we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
So that's when we started becoming friends around that, like, towards. When your parents? When was your parents' wedding?
August.
So maybe September.
Yeah.
September, October, maybe even November.
Yeah.
Maybe September, September. We started becoming friends last year, September. So how has it been being friends?
Well, if you'd asked me this question in January, I would have said, wow, this is the best thing I've ever... Okay, it is still... Let me take that back. It still is the best thing that I have ever... like
that has ever happened to your life.
No. Prideful Natalie is here trying to take... Okay, yeah. It is one of the most... I think ever since I like got born again, I've not really been in a place where I have intentional female friends, you know. And it's not from a place because kuna pia that attitude of girls just being like, girls are so boring. Like, me, I'd rather have male friends. It's not coming from that nini perspective. Mm. It's just that maybe I don't know how to be intentional, mm. or like I didn't know how to be intentional mm. with my female friends. No, mm. So now after coming to now like coming back to church, being serious with God, I sort of like began to understand, okay, so I'm supposed to love this person. I'm supposed to, yeah. So I think most of the things that I have learned through you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. How has it been for me? I think it's for me, it's honestly, I've never had a friendship. Mm. I mean, of course, all friendships are different. I have two very close friends. That's you and my other friend, Washuka. Mm. And both of the friendships are very different. Like they're very different. So with this friendship of ours, there's a side that you bring out of me that mm-hmm. I've never experienced.
The funny side.
Tell you, Ashera makes me laugh so. Honestly, you really are funny. Like Anakwanga, very funny.
Thank you.
So I've never. So with Washera, how has the friendship been? It's been the best for me. It has been the best thing that has ever happened in terms of friendship. I only have two close friends, mm. Two very very like close friends, and that's Washera and my other friend who's called Washuka. Mm. And both friendships are so amazing, and both of them serve different purposes. Mm. For example, now with our friendship with Washera, there's a side of me that nobody else, okay, except just one person, nobody else has seen. Mm. My, you get, like, there's a side of me that you really bring out, and that for sure I am always like, hey God, umsichana alitokea wapi, you know, like, yeah. Have you seen that meme? Yeah, that one friend you met in church, mm. Like those TikTok,
and then all of a sudden, like,
there's a TikTok over there. But I think with the closeness, mm-hmm. it's also brought things to light.
Oof, yeah.
A lot of, maybe you can get into it.
Me, I can get into
okay, it. Okay, so with us being like extremely close and extreme, like we it's been since September, say they took on May, we have a podcast together. Mm. We're learning so many things on the go. Mm. And God has really been faithful in showing me and also you things about us that we don't really like.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so now part of us growing together in our friendship has brought conflict. Serious. Okay, it's not
serious.
But okay, it's serious. but it's also not, me to me, it's not shocking. Mm. Because I've been in a long-term relationship and I know, okay, it's okay. Like, it's just another wave in the ocean. Mm. But it's not something that we can't ride out.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk about... Yeah, you can get into that.
Let me say, actually, what has come to mind is that, like, you see, when you're talking about the things that you have brought to light about me, I feel like one of those things has, for a long time, I've always, like, thought I'm this peaceful person. I'm this reconciler. Like, for me, with my friendships, I don't, like, akisipendi kukosana, like, with people that I actually care about, people that I do care about.
Mm.
So whenever even, like, I'm the one on the wrong or I'm the one that has been offended, I'm always so quick to be like, okay, Natalie, let's talk about this. This is what you've done to me. I just, like, let's get over it. No. But with this conflict, recent conflict, I've just been like, yo, I thought I was patient. Turns out I'm not.
Yeah.
I thought I was not a rude person. Turns out I am a very rude. I thought I was not, you know, like, all these things have been brought to light per se. And I'm just like, where? Kumbe, I thought I was this, which is, in hindsight, it is a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good thing because Bible says that as we continue to behold, we are being transformed.
Yes.
Yeah, we are constantly being transformed. So I don't know. I never really, it's not like I didn't think we'd ever get to this point of a conflict.
Mm.
But I was just like, you know what? Like, I may love this girl.
Mm.
But conflict has made me, do I really love this girl? Mm. Which is, we're going to talk about it later as things we're learning.
Mm.
But so, guys, are we supposed to tell them, like...
Yeah, we can just get... Okay, we're not going to get into the details.
But we have been in a series.
Yeah, like a season.
Like a season of just conflict.
Yeah.
So you need to say, I don't know if you guys watched the video. We're assuming you watched the video about the believer's authority. And you know, like, minutes before that video, we almost had an argument. Natalie was just about to start speaking.
Mm.
And then I was just like looking at the directors and everyone. And I'm just like, so nitatoroka, what will I do? Am I just about to walk out? I don't wanna have this whatever.
Mm.
Like I feel like what, for me it has really made me avoidant. You know, I'm not an avoidant. It's on my attachment, whatever.
Mm.
I'm not really avoidant when it comes to these things. Mm-hmm. But that day I was just like, hey, but I just wanna run. I don't wanna listen to whatever is going on. Yeah. I just wanna run.
Yeah.
Wanna. So that day, by the way, guys, just to inside information, we were it was a very tense episode.
Mm.
And another thing by there I noticed is that when the moment we began speaking,
like it just dissipates.
You could just tell by there God is just in this space. He was just in control of that moment because vitu zili flow. So we have been in a kasiri. So what are we gonna tell them? Because we're trying not to spill too much.
So maybe what we've been again, just part of growing in relationship, and even for all of you guys watching, for all of us, is I think. Maybe, okay, so part of growing in relationship is the friction that can come with, especially for us, we are building something together. There's a lot of friction that can come in, okay, this is how I do things. Mm-hmm. This is how Washera does things. And then now combined, now I get why sometimes people usually choose to do things alone because it's just you and you.
Yeah,
but now, what does the Bible say? And I'm not saying that now start things with people. It doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
But two are better than one. Like there's. I've noticed for us, there's a strength that has come with both of us. Imagine kama ungekuwa reconcile peke yako. Ama ungekuwa peke yangu. I just feel like the both of us coming together has really propelled like this ministry that God is building. Anyway, so tumekuwa Miss G kama tuta, but just know guys,
we've been in a season and I feel like, okay, though, if we are being honest, like it was just a season where, by the way, if we were keen to discern what was going on, we would not have gone through that.
That's true.
So we can't say it is a spiritual. It was a spiritual attack.
It was.
Were we like?
We're also giving the devil ammunition. Yeah, also,
like we kind of knew that. Okay, this is what we are going through. Okay, the devil is trying us.
Mm.
But on my part, did it make me want to like put more work into this friendship and into this nini? No.
Mm-mm.
I was just like, you know what, nisawa tu kama
even kaende
narusha tu mkono. I was just like,
yeah,
it is what it is and nisawa. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
But maybe we can move into maybe lessons that we're learning,
yeah,
so that we can also, like, we're gonna talk about how we're learning, and I think it's to tie in
There's something that I've remembered a few years ago. I used to be the kind of person who would Anything feels difficult by. Like, I'm gonna even remember somebody just told me, you can't be always running away from things. Like, you have to learn to face things head on. Mm-hmm. And I think part of friendship and also community, but let's just touch on friendship, is when we are growing together, God gives us the gift of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Trinity is a relationship. So because it is a relationship, then we also, and because we are also made in the image of God, then part of us as human beings, we crave relationship. So now every time a situation comes, sometimes our first reaction would be I'm gone, I'm done, I'm everything. And that used to be me. I was just like, first of all, I am too young to be going through some stresses about friendships, almost relationships. I cannot. But when I was told that, I was like, oh, guy, I can't always run away from everything. And the Bible in Proverbs, now this ties into one of the lessons that I've been learning.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible in Proverbs chapter 27, such a famous scripture. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Mm-hmm. I want us to think about this. When iron is, ama unona ile venye kisu inakuanga sharpened, it's, I'm assuming if I was at knife, it's painful. Like, it's not the easiest process. So now it's important that we realize one of the ways that God uses to transform us into his image, because ultimately the goal is for us to be transformed into his image. He uses relationships, because God is not gonna come down from, okay, Holy Spirit is here, but I hope you guys get what I'm trying to say. God is not gonna come down from heaven and then tell you ati do this, do that, do that. One of the ways that he uses is relationships. Now in my interactions with Washera, as I've said, I realized, oh my God, I am not patient. I am not as loving. But now this ion, her coming and me coming together, has been a way to transform me into the image of Jesus Christ. Is it the most beautiful thing? No. It's so painful. But at the end of, if I know, number one, that God is in this relationship, number two, Washera is also a woman after God's heart, I know that nothing that she does will ever be to harm me. Like, she'd never come to do what, to hurt, you'd never hurt me intentionally. So with that in mind, then I just submit to, am I even making sense?
I feel like you are, but maybe I have a different opinion, because I'm also just like, okay, it makes sense that I am a woman after God's heart, so I'm not gonna hurt you. Like, I've always thought that, and I'd be like, the Holy Spirit should tell you not to hurt me,
but it's not like that.
But will you listen? Because the thing is, the Holy Spirit will tell you. But then, maybe we're okay, enda kunitusi kwa text, Natalie. The Holy Spirit will be like, Natalie, don't do that. Or maybe it's me that is, you know, wanting to shout at you. The Holy Spirit will be like, no. But are you gonna, like, how many times do we listen?
Now, no. I think, okay, that's a rhetorical question that we should all ask ourselves. Yeah. In your friendships, do you listen to Holy Spirit? Am I listening?
You know, because the word listening. Of God, the Holy Spirit will guide us. He will teach us. He will lead us into all truths. And you know, the thing is, we usually think it's only in church at the Holy, but he is even in our friendship. So how many times have I listened?
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Maybe that's something that we should think about. We should work on. So I think, as I conclude with whatever I was saying, that friendships are a way that God uses to transform us into his image. And if I'm constantly running away from things that are tough, then, like, am I really, like there's no place where I'll ever be, my character will ever be refined. But if I submit to Holy Spirit and know that, okay, I know we have so many friendship traumas, may I have. And I know you also have. You don't have?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
But think about, if you're constantly running away, then
there's no transformation.
You're not being refined by the Lord. But that's a very good question, because I know I've had a situation where you'd think, okay, let me even use myself. Let me not even point fingers. Even me, I've been in a situation where I know I could have been a better friend, but did I listen to Holy Spirit when he was telling me, shut up? But then I kept on being a Shanice. If you're called Shanice,
yapa.
Just kept on yapping. But that's a good question that we can think about.
I think for me, one thing that I have learned in this season is just love. Like, I think I was telling you that I don't really think I love you. And it's hurtful to even say that, because I love Natalie. I love you. But you know, when Bible says, is it 1 Corinthians 13, that love is patient, love is kind, it bears no, it does not count. What does it actually say? Let's just, it bears, in a semango Jehovah,
record of wrongs.
Yeah, it does not keep a record. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. It does not keep a record of wrongdoings. And I'm like, I'm here. Already, Natalia amenikosea this first time. So already by the time the second time is happening, I'm just like, you've done this before. You see, like, such moments really made me realize that, by the way, I don't love you as much as I claim to love. So and I think that this is just a season in my life, because not only you, but even my family, I'm just like, if I claim to love these people, I need to be patient with them. I need to be kind to them. I need to, like, what I'm saying needs to align with my actions. And I'm like, it has not always aligned, you see. And it's easy to love you when everything is fine, but when the rubber meets the road,
tough.
It's It's tough. It's tough for Natalie to say the things that maybe I'm a sema and then I still look at her with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how many times have we even done that, surely? Like, Natalie, I'm a mini meongea. But Natalie is out here looking at me with all the love. Washera, you know what? It's okay. I love you. When I'm an ile, sasa, Natalie meongea, and I'm just like, you know what? Atawewe. And that's not love. That's not the love that we are meant to nini. So yeah, I think this has just been a season for me to just reflect and be like, if I claim to love you, then I need to actually love you. And loving is not just like a feeling. Loving is action. It's not an emotion. It's something that you do each and every single day. When you behold, when you see, when you gaze, and you realize the love that Jesus has for us, that it's an overflow. It just needs to flow from Jesus to you, and then from you to other people. And that's that is true. How actually we even reach out to other people by our love. You know, our love needs to speak at us strangers. So if I'm not out here loving my friend, how am I going to spread the gospel of Jesus? That's through true. My actions.
That's
yeah.
true. Okay, so that's I'll try and remember that point. So something that God has been teaching me about my friendships, or rather my friendship with Washera. As you've said, guys, as we were, tulikuwa tunakapitia. Na I'm sure bado tutakapitia, but the thing is, you see, and I think it ties in with what you're saying, like, learn to not restrain yourself, but when you just feel like you're just about to, I don't know, text what, I'ma say what, just like, just try and pause. Yeah. Because it can't always be a constant cycle again. Of where at now, like if Holy Spirit is teaching you a lesson, put it into action. Don't just leave it at the lesson.
Yeah.
There's a verse that I came at. Hey, kwanza nilikuwa nimeka pale nilikuwa naomba.
Thank you, Jesus. Because you are refining this girl.
One time I was just praying. And then I think we were also in our season. In this weird season, I was just praying. So I don't know if you guys pray and then una like Bible verses drop, alafu unafunga uko. Okay,
that makes sense.
Like, what is this? But this time, I prayed, and I just saw Proverbs 17:9. Because I'm okay. Let me open my Bible. When I opened my Bible, I came across this verse. It says, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. And I was just like, Lord Jesus, I know what you mean. You don't even have to explain. Those words are already enough. And what God was telling me, and what I need to put into action on a daily basis, every other day, is okay. So we na bishti yako mekosana, what are you going to do about it? Sometimes, and I've fallen into that temptation, you feel like, okay, instead of trying to just go to Washera and talk about it, or your friend to go and talk about it, we want to go and tell everybody else except that one person who. But let me ask you. So sasa tuseme, okay, like I want to talk about it, but uyo mtu mwingine hakupay the airtime. What do you do in such a situation?
I think you just wait.
You just be patient.
Yeah. Love is patient. You just be patient. So what I do.
Sasa, unajua there are people, I don't know, me I'm usually those people leave. If tumekosana saizi, okay, at least 1 hour maximum, ama 2 hours, but 3 days, like,
are you talking about me?
Yeah. Shira atakupa like 4 days.
See, but I think, ata mimi, I'm usually those kind of people that want to resolve as soon as possible, but kwenye tumefikishana na Natalie, guys, I was just like, I'm just gonna avoid this whole situation.
Which is not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Yeah. Anyway, so God, like Holy Spirit just gave me this verse so clearly. And it says, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. The more you keep on telling other people about, okay, so Washera has been doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ama Natalie, you know, has been doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And sometimes you just say it because maybe you want to be heard. Maybe you want a different perspective. Or what, like, Ama, maybe you want people to agree with you. Like, there's different reasons as to why we decide to share things with other people. But think about it like this. The more I'm constantly sharing something with other people, what I'm doing is I'm planting a seed in that other person's heart. Like, if I come and tell you about Dan, we have Dan over here. If I'm constantly telling you, oh, you know Dan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, I tell you that this week. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, you'll start meaning, you'll start being, and then probably Dan does something to you. You just be like, I see, it's just him. Which is not a good thing. Yeah. The more we continue talking about such things, with the wrong people. Because at the end of the day, sometimes we also need to be discerning who are we telling our things to, because what counsel are they going to give you? What, think about the advice that they'll give you, because now again, advice is also shaping your actions. But anyway, so God was just like, Natalie, the more if you continue doing this, you're gonna be separating. It's not love. It's not a good thing. You're gonna just constantly be separating people. And then at the end, I'm constantly just planting a seed. And then at some point, everyone just be like, ah, see, Natalie anakuanga hivi. Ama si Washera anakuanga hivi. Ama si Dana anakuanga hivi. But if I choose to cover my friend, then I am acting out in a loving way. Think about Judas. Do you know that disciples didn't know Judas was the one who was going to betray Jesus? Do you know that?
Ati? They didn't know.
They didn't know. Yeah, even at the last supper. At the last supper, they still didn't know. Because the Bible records and says that they thought, Judas labda amenda stories a pesa. Like amenda labda he's going to buy something.
So, okay. Because ile time menye, like, Jesus is like the one who, like, is it dips? So after they didn't know.
And it's very weird. Because the Bible records, I don't know whether it is in the book of the Last Supper. Let's just look for it.
That's interesting.
Is the Last Supper? I feel like I read it in the book of John.
The Last Supper iko nini? Iko book of John.
I feel like I'm going to listen to it, but it's dripping. Okay. Okay, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, even the Bible itself, like, records that they didn't know. Like, they thought Judas had gone to deal with something. Like, maybe he's going to buy something because at then, like, he was the treasurer of the group. And I found that so interesting. Like, even in the sin and the transgression of Judas, Jesus, even no matter how much it hurt him, no matter how much Judas betraying Jesus hurt Jesus, he still covered. Like, they didn't know it was gonna be him. And that's a challenge to me and to all of us. Think about covering your friends. If truly they are your friends, and if you truly, like, genuinely care about this person, then you have a role to play when it comes to covering them. But also the Bible says, I'm remembering the story of, okay, that's actually different. So yeah, just think about covering your friends. Yeah.
Okay. I think for me, another thing that I am just thinking about and learning is, like, the fact that we've said that this was really a spiritual attack, but we were talking about this also, and I was just like, you see, like, it's one thing to know that it is a spiritual attack, but the devil is not, like, the one that is making your mouth move and abuse the other person, you see. So it's easy for us to, and sometimes I'm thinking about how sometimes we just like to blame the devil for things that, by the way, ni sisi too. It's up to you, it's up to me to be like, I know this is a spiritual attack, but it's up to me to look at Natalie and want to abuse her. Like, it's up to me to see and to discern, okay, it's a spiritual attack, but am I the one with a gun? Am I gonna shoot or am I gonna like lower my weapon, if it makes sense? Yeah. So in that moment, I was just like, you know what, like, I feel like that's why ata ilifika tu mahali, like, we know it's a spiritual attack, but bado tu narusha tu mikono, I'm like, you know what, kaende. And it's because, like, even in that moment, I just sort of chose to shoot.
Yeah.
I shot you so many times, maybe, but I chose to do that.
Maybe.
I'm saying maybe to the so many times, but okay. Did I shoot you? Of course I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Actually, there's a keywords papa, but I'm just gonna continue because thank you, Jesus, because you don't want me to be distracted, so I won't be distracted.
Hallelujah.
So even in that moment, I was just like, you know what? Like, it's up to me to be like, okay, Natalie, am I, you know, I'm the one with the devil, kazi yake tu ni kukupea the bullets.
Yeah.
But he's not the one that is gonna make your mouth move. Shanice. Yeah, and start talking the way you want to talk. So even in those moments, I'm also just like, it's one thing to discern that this is the work of the devil, but it's another thing for, like, because, you know, the devil, one thing, he's not at it trying. In some seasons, no, he is trying, and then in some others, he's giving you a break. He is always going to try and throw darts at you. That's like, I think nile testimony ya James Carl, he was saying that those witches and those whatever devil would hour to say they're the kingdom of darkness, they're usually just throwing darts at you every single time until one of them penetrates. Unona? So if we keep on saying that, if I'm in a season of spiritual attacks and spiritual whatevers, that is when I'm gonna be keen to discern, then we are really missing the point. Like, it's up to us to be like, okay, it's up to me to be like, I'm not gonna give the devil ammunition. Leeway. I'm not gonna give him ammunition to destroy my life in and out of season. Like, because if we look at it only from a point of like spiritual attacks, the devil is not gonna attack you only when you are, he's attacking you 24/7.
That's true.
And I think that is one thing I'm always learning. I'm learning now to be like, okay, so how am I giving the devil ammunition today? Mm-hmm. Me not praying is giving the devil ammunition, because if I'm praying, I know that apa kwa masikio mimi Holy Spirit hezi niambia kitu na nikose kusikia. I am more susceptible to the guiding of the Holy Spirit if I'm praying, if I'm in the word. So me giving ammunition to the devil is not me only, by the way, even just talking rudely. It's in my actions, in my time with God. And wow, I feel like these things, by the way, they are so warranted, because ata mimi I have been nime relax kidogo in reading the Bible and in praying, and of course, that is why this is happening. Yeah. Mm. Don't know if it makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something you've said. I want to touch a little bit on Papa's friendships.
Mm.
You know those friendships that you know, like for real, God has put us together for a reason and a purpose. So when we were in our nini, in our ka weird season, I remember just asking, why is it that in my other friendships, I'm not arguing with them, I'm not fighting them. Lakini in this one, hey.
Karibu tuvutane mashati.
Hey, ni kama sidrini. What is going on? What is going on? Why is it that it's not happening? Why is it not in every other aspect of my friendship? And this one feels so intense. And I think it's important to just realize for all of you, those places where you know, like God has given you the vision for this friendship, it's important to realize that you have an adversary who does not want the will and the purpose of God to prevail. And this, we normally usually talk about it like in relationships, in boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. That's when you know, okay, don't give three water. Like, Apple, we are so careful. We are super careful to be like, no, like, I will not. This one, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm doing everything. But I realized, oh my God, Washara and I, as we know for a fact, that our relationship is God birthed for sure. And the more we would, and I want you to think about yourself in this situation, the more you I had somebody said this, like, the more you make yourself, like, you step out to do the work of God, the enemy is not happy.
Yeah.
And the enemy hates human being. Like he loathes human beings. And what does the Bible say in John chapter 10 verse 10? That he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Mm. So it's important that you also realize, why do I keep on fighting with my friend like this?
Mm.
What's happening? It's not... We've talked about, yes, there's a part where we, of course, give leeway to him. Mm. But then it's also for you to realize, it's not like something is not okay.
Mm.
And he is also trying to wage war against you. So that now you stop doing the will of God. And we look at this in our, we know this about our lives, how the enemy comes. We know this about romantic relationships. But also put this mind in your in friendships that you know. Ah, this one, we did not come together out of flesh and blood. This was born of the spirit. Mm. So think about that. And it's important that we also guard our relationships, every aspect of our relationship, our romantic relationships, but even our friendships. Because God, see, who is the ultimate friend? It is Jesus. So friendships are also birthed by the Lord.
Mm. Yeah. I'm also thinking about how, by the way, like the devil likes to like put us in isolation.
That's
sometimes
true.
You see, and I had this somewhere, somebody was saying in Genesis, the way it says it is not good for man to be alone.
Mm.
Sometimes we look at it from, yeah, it is not good for man to be alone. He needs a woman by his side. But the thing is, it is not good for man to be alone, whether man or woman. Like, it is not good for you to be alone.
Mm.
So the devil will try and isolate you. And sometimes that would look like destroying what you have with your friends. You know, now you're like, because I feel like at a mimi, I've been in a place where like I'm arguing with you alone, but I've carried so much offense with even other people outside of you. You know, now, and that is sometimes, that is how isolation would look like. Because at the end of the day, the moment you are isolated, the devil now can, and as a deal na we ile proper, akukanyaga ile proper, by the way, when you are isolated. So think about it. Okay, ni mimi, I'm here. I'm arguing with you, Natalie, who in this reconcile, sisi ndo tunafakwa tighter than ever. Then in my other friends, I'm also arguing. Whether or not these are purpose friendships, I'm also arguing. Because the thing is, the devil went at his, oh, apando kuna purpose. Like, of course, that is his strategy, that apando kuna purpose. So this is where I'm going to shoot first. But the thing is, he's going to shoot and he's going to aim every at direction. Anything and anywhere. Be it your parents, be it your romantic relationships. And as you said, by the way, in romantic relationships, na kwanga, hey,
to protect.
But by the way, it's very rare that we are protecting our friendships as just friendships. So not only will he attack friendships as purpose friendships, but everywhere, including your family, including your just everyone, including maybe the watchman you're gonna meet on the road. Where is it you are? Like, it's, he's gonna try everything and everything. Because maybe atakuja apart aone, oh, Natalie is a bit okay, ako guarded. And they are try with your family or with your, like, he's not merciless.
Mm.
That's a sad thing, but he's not merciless.
He's not merciful.
Ako merciless.
Mm.
Oh, so he's not merciful. Yeah. I'm like, eh? Okay, he is not. Wait, Shitani Shindwe. But you are. No, I'm speaking directly to
the devil.
I'm saying the devil is not merciful. Like, hata kuhurumia.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So the enemy just comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I think my biggest takeaway from this conversation is, am I giving leeway to him? Because at the end of the day, it is my mouth, it is my hands, it is me.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge to me. Like, am I also just giving room for him to use me to destroy, rather than build and uplift? And you see how the Bible says, let your speech be seasoned with grace. Like, it's not just that you let your speech be seasoned with grace when things are good.
True.
Actually, the true test, if you really want to know how you are, look at yourself when things are bad.
Yeah.
Not when things are good.
Yeah.
That's sometimes when things, I mean, it's okay when things are good, for sure, but you want to really know how you are as a person, it's when things are bad. So I think
that's it for me. My biggest takeaway is just that the one where we're saying about, like, listen to the Holy Spirit. Like, I feel like that is so, but then he will tell you as long as you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. He's going to talk and he's going to warn you. Are you gonna listen?
Yeah, am I gonna listen? Am I gonna listen when he's like, Natalie, don't send that text. Don't send that text.
And then you're there, let me show you. Hold up. Let me show you what I got.
Keep on react. You know when you want. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I think it's also just something that I've realized is the last thing that I'll say is it's important that even in friendships we learn to serve our friends. Sometimes we're usually in friendships because we want to get, but we forget that at the end of the day, what Jesus Christ called us to do is be of service to the other people, because that was him. Like, Jesus was a servant to everyone. He literally even washed the feet of his friends. And again, guys, like every single thing, I'm trying to look at everything as a training ground or as a ground that transforms me into the image of Jesus Christ, because that is the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is for me to, how close am I? Okay, this might not be accurate, but how close am I to be looking like Jesus? So God uses friendships to transform me into him. So if God wants me to be humble, he will use Washera or anybody to, I usually say this in our team, that if there's one person I know in this world who God put for me to look like Jesus, it is my brother. But Washera is on that number two.
Very close.
JP, because it's serious. But yeah, everything is a training ground.
Yeah.
So am I gonna take up, like, okay, what would you see that bracelet that people used to have? What would Jesus do in this situation? Am I going to allow myself to be humble like Jesus and be transformed into his image? Am I'll just be like, acha niwaonyeshe sasa the real deal. So yeah, do you have something to say?
Nimekumbuka pia. You see, it's tied to what you've said. You see, when we say that, okay, God, teach me how to be patient. Teach me how to be humble. Teach me how to, that is how by the you're gonna be taught. It's not by, okay, come for a master class, you and the Holy Spirit. So to be patient, you need to do it's gonna be in the testing that you'll know, okay, so God, am I still dealing with a lack of patience? Am I still dealing with, so it's very wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to encourage you guys and all of us is don't run away.
Yeah.
Don't, that's what the enemy wants you to be isolated, but don't run away. But it's also important to know your friends. You know, there's people who are bad.
True.
I mean, I think you'll always know. You'll always just get the vibe and the feeling, okay, can I trust this person? Can I not trust this person? But for those people who you know for a fact, as in this one, ananipenda na ana, like their desire is like they wish me well, then don't run away from those people. Don't run away from those spaces that you know for a fact this person is a good person, no matter how difficult the relationship is, but no matter how difficult that season might be, look at it as a wave. And because, like, for me and Rashera, I know, okay, this is not somebody that I'd want to lose. Like, so can I persevere and endure to just ride this season and then, like, see the sun on the other side? So think up, don't shun away. Don't shun away from hard seasons in life.
But, okay, Yamusha Sakabisa. Like, okay, I like what you've said about, like, know your friends, but also know yourself. Unona, because you could also be the villain in someone, villain in someone else's story.
True.
Like, because I'm just looking, and I was just looking at my life and I'm like, so, okay, who are my real friends, you know? But there's also maybe someone seated out there that I cannot trust her with anything. So as you also look and sift your friends, also look at yourself and be like, am I being a true friend to all these people that I'm saying at a wow, you know? Yeah. I hope nimeeleweka.
Mbona missing a friend so wingi?
Because she's not a true friend. That's what she's saying.
Guy.
I'm joking. But anyway, guys, I hope this episode has been insightful. And as we always like to say, let this be an invitation for you to continue the conversation further. We thank you. Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, King of Kings. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this episode. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this friendship, oh God. We don't take it for granted that you have gathered us here today in your presence to just speak about what we have spoken, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit, whom you sent on this earth to be a helper to us, oh God. You sent him to teach us and to remind us all things, oh God. So we ask that even in this friendship, in our friendships, oh God, even for our audience, Lord, and their friendships, oh God, that you may guide us, Holy Spirit. Teach us, oh God, how to be patient, how to be loving, how to be humble, O King of Kings. We thank you for that which you are doing. And we thank you because you have given us the opportunity to approach your throne of grace with boldness, oh God, that as we continue to behold, we are being transformed. Thank you because our minds are continuously being renewed, oh God. We thank you so much for yourself. We thank you for you are the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate show of love, oh God. Help us to just continue to just behold you, oh God. Thank you, and we honor your holy name, and it is in Jesus' name that I do pray this prayer of faith, believing and trusting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Maybe if you have any questions, you can do a part two. I don't know. Yeah. If you have any questions about friendship, because we didn't tackle everything, and our circumstances and our different situation might be different from yours. So anything about Christian friendships, you can DM us or leave it in the comments, and we'll see how to go about that. But thank you so much for watching. Like, and then share, you're subscribe.
Show you what I got.
Keep up when you want.
That's the thing about Christian life. That's the thing about Christian friendships.
Bye.
Bye.